This is Andrea Cunliffe from Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm here with Kathy High, and we're going to talk today about FemMeeting. It's an organization that's holding an event on the 29th of May.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on with you. And yes, I'd love to talk about FemMeeting, one of my favorite organizations. It's an organization made up of women who work in art and science and technology. And this organization was started by two women in Portugal, Marta de Menes, who's an artist, and Dalila Honorato, who's a scholar, an academic scholar. And both of them decided that they needed to develop a space where women could come together to share their research in art and science, and also to support each other. It's a very much an international organization. We invite people, you know, it's very open to people who want to join. And people who identify as women, and that can be self-identifying in any way that they choose, we are very open to the, and not gender specific about the term, but are very interested in non-binary people joining as well. So it's an organization that has actually been founded on the principles of sharing and supporting each other, you know, talking about each other's work and research that we're doing, and then also actually developing support networks for each other. And there's a whole variety of things that the organization does with that. There have been two conferences to date, both in Portugal. And the thing that was really interesting was that they took place in, each of them took place in three different cities. And it was over just a few days. So all of the participants loaded up in cars and a bus or two and went from one city to the other to the other. It was like this little caravan. It was beautiful. And the first conference that I was able to go to started in Lisbon and then went to this beautiful small city on the west coast of Portugal called Évora. And then we went to the south to a city, a small city called San Luís, where Marta de Menes oversees an artist residency program called Cultivamos Cultura. And so we had a center there we could work with. There's also a small kind of eco-friendly hotel that their family runs that we used for the conference too. And we inhabited these places for 3 days. And in those 3 days, the first group of women who met were about 70 people, 70 of us. And each person spoke for about 10 minutes, very brief, but very pointed discussions about their own work. And we would have some time for Q&A. And then in the times that we spent socializing together, the meals we had together, the drinks at night, the, you know, swimming in the hotel little pool or taking walks together, that's where we shared our ideas of future collaborations that have developed and, you know, ways that we could continue to kind of develop each other's work and feed off of each other's work. So it's super stimulating group of women ranging in all ages. I just think it's such an important project that Marta de Lila started. So I started working with them from that moment on.
FemMeeting is women who work with art, science, and technology.
Yes.
How do you coordinate art, science, and technology?
I'll just use myself as an example. I am somebody who have had, you know, a lifetime's worth of training as an artist, both as a sculptor and as a filmmaker. And starting about 20 years ago, I became very interested in medicine and the medical industry. And so even longer than 20 years. And so I started making documentaries and things like this about critiquing the medical institution. I became interested in sort of diving further into how science research is done. I am not a scientist. I am not trained as a scientist, but I started embedding myself in science laboratories with scientists to learn some of their practices and use some of those practices to make my own artwork. And this is really a common theme among many of the women who work in this area of art and science.
But also biology gets involved.
In terms of the biology, for example, there are artists who are working with tissue culturing, so using cells that can be plant or mammalian, so human or animal, and you can grow these cells into forming kind of covering a surface so they can be used sculpturally. So this is a kind of new practice that has come about, but it's not really that new. Artists and scientists have been sort of overlapping and contributing for many, many, many centuries.
You're having a meeting on the 29th. How are we adapting for this particular meeting?
Thanks for asking. And I'm going to back up a little bit to give you a little history to this particular meeting on Friday. As I mentioned, there were two conferences for FemMeeting to be held in Portugal that were held in Portugal in 2018-2019. This past spring, in March, there were two other smaller meetings that were being organized to be held March 21st and March 22nd. One of those was in Paris, and one of those was in Troy at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And so we were really looking forward to bringing together a group of women to continue this kind of lineage of what FemMeeting means and represents. As a result of the pandemic that we're all in the midst of, we had to cancel the meeting. When we canceled the meeting, Brandon Miller, who's also a professor at RPI with me and also serves at the Sanctuary as the Arts and Education Director, coordinator, and I'm the coordinator of Nature Lab, we were the ones who were organizing the project for FemMeeting at the Sanctuary. And we decided to open up a call to the people who were supposed to be coming together to ask them if they wanted to contribute videos. And these videos would be a kind of reaction to the state that we're all in at this point. So Marta Domenes was going to be one of our keynote speakers who was going to come here. She had come to Canada and had to cut her trip short because of the pandemic. So all of us got together and decided to kind of invite all of the FEM participants, not just the Troy and Paris ones, to see if they wanted to send in some ideas, some notes, some poetry, something on video that would reflect how they were thinking of this moment. So we asked them, you know, to think about the viral contamination and the state of confinement that we're in. Maybe DIY methods of responding to the virus. We got some very great videos of how to wash your hands. Like, what does it mean to wash your hands as many times a day as we all do now? And what about collecting herbal medicine from the forest near your house? And how about working to develop a compost outside your house while you're homebound now and working with worms? So we have all kinds of responses to the DIY question. Ways to promote health and healing, fighting fear, activating your community support, and then sort of exploring the virus through poetry or through visuals to plant a seed so that we could inspire each other and then look forward to coming together again next year, hopefully.
When is this being displayed? When is this going to be like a Zoom or is this a Skype? Or how are we going to share this particular meeting?
What's going to happen is that we have put these videos up on the web, and there are about 30 of them. They're short. The longest one is about 5 minutes, but typically they're about 2 minutes. So there's a little over an hour's worth of material altogether, and they're super delightful. I really encourage people to look at them.
How do we get to see them?
If you go to the FemMeeting website, if you go to the Sanctuary website, mediasanctuary.org, scroll down to the bottom of their front page, you'll see that there's a advertisement for this event on Friday afternoon, this Friday, starting at 4:00. There's a Zoom meeting of all of the participants and more other members of FemMeetings in the past who will be gathering in a Zoom, you know, our little boxes to see each other and to celebrate these videos. We can't really show the videos online because they kind of stutter and everything when people watch them through their own systems. So we've asked people to look at the videos on their own before they come. And then we're going to talk about the history of how this all came together, what these videos mean to us, what we have learned from each other through these videos. And it's an extended chat.
So this is this Friday at 4:00. Can anyone attend?
I think anybody can attend. I think you have to, I know one thing you have to do is go to mediasanctuary.org and register. Because if you don't register, you will not be given the password to attend.
And to see these films, we go to mediasanctuary.org.
Yeah, there'll be a link there. And also, I invite people to also go to the femmeeting.com website. So it's FemEeting, FemMeeting, and you'll be looking for the FemMeeting 2020 antibodies under FemMeeting web. And this is the acquired immunity grouping of videos that we're talking about.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.